Well, you know, we like to have economists come on and talk about the big macro picture, but let's get a Main Street view on what the labor market truly looks like with an employer in the chicken industry. Garrett Reed is the CEO of Lane's Chicken Fingers. Thanks so much for hopping on the show today. Now, you were on the show many times before, and last time we spoke, we talked about the fact that you're paying some of your managers $50,000 in what you describe as a living wage for them. And we've seen wage growth continue to go up, just as Emily underscored, 4.9% on a year-over-year basis. In October, are you continuing to have to raise wages to not only find labor, but also keep them?
Thanks for having me back on, first of all. I wish it was 4.9% for us. The reality is we have gotten staffed again, but our wage growth is way closer to 15 to 20%. We were starting kids out at $10 an hour. We're starting them out at $12.50 an hour. And as they move up the chain in the restaurant, then their wages are increasing, stair step over that. So I wish it was 4 or 5%, but, that's not what we're feeling right here on the ground.
You know, but Gary, you're doing whatever you need to do to make sure that you can staff your restaurants and keep the business going. So I guess the natural question here is that bleeding into the prices that you have on your menu that the customer is ultimately going to pay? Because a lot of discussion right now about inflation, right? Not just for what people are paying for food at the store, but for a wide range of goods that people are paying for on a daily basis. Are you having to pass along those costs to the customer?
Absolutely. You asked me that question last time we were on, and you had me thinking a little while after we got off the call. But yeah, we have had to increase, our franchisees have had to increase their prices. It's not only because of the wages that we're paying, it's also the commodities, which is, you know, chicken, paper, all that kind of stuff is through the roof as well. But you asked me the question last time, if you increase these wages and you increase your prices, do they go back down? I'm not sure I had a great answer for you then. And I'll tell you now, I don't see how they do. I don't see how you walk in and you tell a kid, hey, the economy's back. There's lots of people looking for jobs. So you're not making $12 anymore, you're making 10. That's not the right way to do business. Our prices have increased. I don't see them going back down. In fact, I see us probably taking another price increase in the first quarter of next year, unless something dramatically changes.
Now, has that affected demand though, right? Because on one hand, this could all be good for everyone, right? If you raise your prices, that's going to cost more. But if that means you can pay a higher wage and a higher livable wage to your employees, that could be good as long as you're still selling chicken, right? People need to come to the store and buy the chicken to keep the whole system going. Is that happening, or are you starting to see some pushback from your customers and saying, you know what, this is just getting a little bit too pricey for chicken for me. I think I'm just going to eat inside today.
You know, I don't have a great answer for that. I think that as prices have increased, sales per unit have stayed relatively flat. I mean, they're increasing at a few percentage or a few basis points, if you will. So there's got to be a certain amount of the consumers out there that are saying, I don't want to, because if we increase prices by, let's just say 10%, I'm not seeing overall sales in the units go up by 10%. So there has to be some backlash to the increase in prices.
And then lastly, I mean, it's not just labor, right? You're talking about materials costs as well. We were hearing anecdotes of, parts of the chicken getting expensive. We saw Wingstop, for example, resort to thighs. It was just cheaper for them to do so. Are you having to change your sourcing around the supply chain issues and the price pressures that you're seeing on that side of things?
Almost weekly. I know that's hard to believe, but a brand as small as we are, we've got quite a few units for a little group. But, 9 restaurants right now, and we are sourcing chicken from different vendors every week. We're very particular about the quality of chicken we sell. So it becomes difficult, the quality of fries, paper goods. It's just tough. We've got some really good people that work for us, and I appreciate them and I thank them for all they do. I'm not sure how other small businesses out there without expertise or navigating these waters. It's treacherous.
All right, Garrett Reed, Lane's Chicken Fingers CEO. It's cruel to see photos like that at noon right now when I'm stuck inside this studio right now. I'm going to have to go and get some chicken after this. But thanks again for hopping on the show. We'll talk again soon.